Hey, what's up, family? In today's video, we're going to be talking about the four things that's killing your confidence. And we're also going to talk about four things you can do to boost your confidence. Hey, before we get into that, those points, let's first break down some definitions so that we can better understand what confidence is and why God wants us confident. And then we're going to talk about those confidence killers and get into some practical solutions. But confidence, by definition, is a state of self-assurance and belief in one's abilities, qualities, and judgment. It involves a positive and realistic perception of oneself, accompanied by a willingness to take on challenges, make decisions, and navigate various aspects of life with a sense of competence and assurance. Confidence is often rooted in a combination of self-awareness, belief in one's worth, and a recognition of personal strengths and capabilities. God wants us confident. He wants us in a state of confidence. He wants us in a place where we operate at a high level, fully believing that He is with us, fully believing that we are called to it, and fully believing that we're competent. It says it involves a positive and realistic perception of oneself, that in order for you to be confident, you and I must have a positive and realistic perception, meaning you just can't have a positive outlook on yourself. There are some people who have a positive look, but it's extreme. It's unrealistic. Your confidence has to be in reason. Your confidence has to be in yourself, has to be second to your confidence in Christ. It involves a positive and realistic perception of oneself, accompanied by a willingness to take on challenges. A confident person is a person that says, no matter the challenge, I will be a challenger to it. It says also willing to make decisions and navigate various aspects of life with a sense of competence. God wants us to live in a state of competence, meaning that we are able to do the job. I'm confident, I'm well able because God has given me the ability. Embracing that David's mentality that says, because of the lion and the bear, I'm able to destroy this Philistine because I'm in covenant with him, with God. Confidence is often rooted in a combination of self-awareness, belief in one's worth, and a recognition of personal strengths and capabilities. Now, we're going to talk about why God wants us to be confident everywhere. Before I get into that, let me kind of expound on what confidence is. If you look at the word confidence, it means to confide in something dense. Confidence, confiding in something dense. Now, there's two types of words that goes with dense. A dense person is a person that's clueless or something that's clueless. Another form of the word definition of dense is compacted power and energy. That was very dense. It's compact. It's a strong force. When you put confidence in something that doesn't know you, or you confide in it, or you put trust in something that doesn't know you, that didn't make you, that didn't fearfully and wonderfully make you, then my friend, you're going to be as delusional as other people. But when you confide and trust in something that is the ultimate power, that God is the ultimate power who empowers us to walk powerfully, then my friend, you will confide in him, and then in him, you will find confidence. Then you will be able to articulate the mantra that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why you got to be very careful in what you put your trust in. Your confidence can't come from a relationship. Your confidence cannot come from how your finances. Your confidence cannot come from any other place or person except for God. He is the only one that will supply the confidence you need when your money can't give you the confidence, when your boo can't give you the confidence, when your degrees and your accolades and accomplishments cannot give you the confidence. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, money will not give a marriage confidence to endure trials. See, your confidence in your, there's certain things money can't buy. There's certain things people can't help you with. You have to have a confidence in someone who's above everyone and everything that can supernaturally supply you with the confidence to endure any challenge. So God desires our confidence because it reflects a trust and dependence on his guidance, love, and provision. God wants us to be confident in him because it reflects him. that when our confidence in him, that we know for a fact that he is dependable, that he guides and that he loves and provides, then my friend, we'll never fall away from him. We'll stay in a high level state of confidence. It says, when we are confident in our identity as his creation, understanding our worth in his eyes, we can approach life with faith and assurance. So our confidence must stem from him. We must say, I am the one fearfully made by him. I am wonderfully made by him. I was created for such a time as this. I am well equipped and well able to possess the land and to not fear any man. And you can approach life situations with faith and assurance. This confidence allows us to fulfill our purpose. So God wants us confident because it takes confidence to fulfill. It takes confidence to fulfill your purpose, to write that book, to create that album, to start that business, to start that ministry or that nonprofit, to channel the next course of your marriage and to parent that child. It takes confidence. And also confidence allows us to overcome challenges and navigate the journey he has set before us with boldness and reliance on his strength. God wants us to be confident, not in our own abilities alone, but in the understanding that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, equipped by him for every step of our journey. My friend, I want to ask you, what has killed your confidence? Or another question I have for you, who or what do you have your confidence in? Because if your confidence is not in God, that confidence is short-lived. Now, let's talk about the four hindrances. And this came from my masterclass, my mindset masterclass. We done had an amazing time on our masterclass called Resilient Mindset Master. We talked about confidence building, and we're going through the different stages of creating a mindset that's an asset. And we're now at the place of confidence. So these points came from that time, and I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to put this on YouTube as well, because we all need to be confident. Now, God wants us to be holistically confident. He just doesn't want us to be confident in one area. He wants us to boost and build confidence in every area, trusting that God will supply, that trusting that God will equip, or trusting that we are well able. Some people, they're very confident in their abilities to do business, but they're not confident in their abilities to lead a family. A lot of people are confident in their abilities to be at home and nurture the home and to be present, but they're not confident in writing that book. And so the goal is for you to begin to assess, am I confident in every area and trusting that God will? Now, the first hindrance or the first killer of confidence is, number one, not knowing your worth in God. When a person is ignorant about their worth in God, they will fall into worthlessness, or they'll contemplate thoughts of feeling unworthy, and they will not be confident enough in thinking, or they will not be confident enough in going after what God wants them to go after. You have to walk in his worth. You have to know that you're worth something. You got to say, I am worth it. And what worth will I bring to it? I'm going to read this. The impact of this confident killer of not knowing your worth in God. Without understanding one's inherent value in God, individuals may struggle with feelings of inadequacy and a lack of significance. God is the one that deems you significant. And so if your worth is in your job, and your worth is in your money, or your worth is in a relationship, or your worth is in whatever you have, then my friend, you're not going to come with any worth. And then one day that confidence is going to be shot down. Could it be that the reason why you're not confident enough to pursue that business, confident enough to be that husband, to be that wife, the reason why you're not confident enough because you don't know your worth? When you begin to realize that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, my friend, then you will go after the things that God wants you to possess. The second confidence killer is not having anything valuable to offer. Some people, that it kills their confidence when they look at their value in comparison to other people's value, but man, I don't have enough value. I don't have enough worth. I don't have nothing to offer. And that kills confidence. How? Here's the impact. Believing one has nothing valuable to contribute can lead to feelings of insignificance and low self-esteem. My friend, you may not have what they have to offer, but you have something that you must offer. I don't think we understand why we must offer what God has given us as an offering. God is expecting a return from every gift he has placed in us. He's expecting it. Why would he expect it if he did not plant it? So when you begin to realize, hey, I don't have nothing valuable to offer, then you're not going to be confident. My friend, you got to dig deep and find out why God brought you here so that you can boost your confidence. This third thing, for times I got to go. The third thing that kills confidence is not possessing the qualities needed. Impact. Perceiving a lack of essential qualities can create self-doubt and hinder one's belief in their ability to succeed. Some people, they don't have the confidence that God would bring them a husband because they don't think they have the qualities. But my friend, you will see as we navigate after these confidence killers, you will begin to see that this is how you build confidence. We're going to get there in a minute. Last but not least, not having the ability. So we said four things that kills confidence. Not knowing your worth in God, not having anything valuable to offer, not possessing the qualities needed, not having the ability. Impact of not having the ability. Believing in a lack of ability can lead to fear of failure and a reluctance to take on challenges. Now, let's talk about boosters to confidence. Everything that I'm about to share, outside number one, you're responsible for building. We build our confidence on our confidence in Christ. The foundation of our confidence is in him. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Knowing our worth in Christ is the foundation by which we build our confidence. So what I'm about to go through now is very systematic. I want you to take your time to process it because there's some work that you have to do if you want to boost and build your confidence. The first thing is what I already said, is knowing your worth in God is what we immediately boost your confidence overnight even. Here's the action. You must embrace and internalize the understanding that your worth is intrinsic and divinely ordained. When your mind begins to realize that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and you embrace that and not trying to erase what it is that you are, and you internalize the understanding that your worth is intrinsic, meaning that your worth came with you, not after you, that your worth is on you, in you, around you. Nothing determines your worth. No created thing or creation can determine your worth but the Creator. And this is how you boost your confidence. By acknowledging and internalizing one's worth in God's eyes provides a solid foundation for confidence, recognizing inherent value and purpose. So it boosts your confidence when you acknowledge that fact. When you begin to acknowledge, yo, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, your confidence boosted. Like the moment I begin to realize that, it didn't matter what girl thought I was handsome, it didn't matter what person wanted to accept me. I remember when I brought my book to be published, I got turned down two times. But because I knew God called me to it and my confidence in him, I started my own publishing company. See, when you know who created you and why he created you and you find yourself with the opportunity to create, it doesn't matter who hates or who tries to debate. You're going to skate right through and possess your land. And so when you know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, your confidence boosts immediately. Now, here are the results for knowing your worth in God. Confidence is bolstered as you navigate life with a secure sense of identity and purpose. So the result is everywhere you go, you walk worthy. Everywhere you go, you walk as a kingdom citizen, as an ambassador of heaven, because you know your worth comes from God. So we just said previously, maybe 3 minutes ago, that this right here is the foundation by which our confidence is built upon. And that foundation is what gives us structure. It gives us stability. It lets us know that no matter where we are capable. The next three that we're going to go through, you're going to have to do some work. Okay? Now let's go through them. Having something valuable to offer. Action. Identify and develop your unique strengths, skills, and talents. You and I boost our confidence when we identify and develop our unique strengths, skills, and talents. My friend, God has given you gifts and talents, and he wants you to go out there and acquire the skills to surround them and to strengthen them. If you do not maximize or identify or develop your unique strengths, skills, and talents, then my friend, your confidence will not be boosted. Your confidence will fail. Your confidence will fall. In order to build your confidence on your confidence in Christ, my friend, you must identify your gifts and talents. You must then develop them, because as in develop it, by developing them, you developing your confidence. Could it be that the reason why you're not confident is because your gifts and talents are dormant? Could it be that you're not confident is because you haven't mastered any skills that will help you make the meals? So when you begin to say, okay, I gotta find what makes me valuable so I can offer it. My gift of speaking is so valuable, I offer it through coaching, through books, through whatever. I offer it. It's valuable. I'm confident in it because God, he placed it in me. Once I identified and developed over time, my confidence was boosted because I developed. It says boosting, or it says identifying and cultivating personal strengths, skills, and talents allows individuals to recognize their unique contributions, enhancing confidence. When you know that you are gifted, talented, and you can go out there and acquire any skill to potentially make as many meals or millions you want to make, when you know you have something to contribute, you're confident. There's a million times a million speakers in this world. That's not going to silence me, because I'm a unique speaker. It doesn't matter how many people out there that does what you're doing, or that does what you're doing, or is doing what you desire to do. Do it the way God wants you to do it. So when you begin to understand it, you say, oh, I don't got time. I got to contribute to society. I have something to offer, because it enhances my confidence. Because you've cultivated and developed that skill, developed that talent, developed those gifts, now you have something to offer. And when you offer it to somebody, this is the joy I get. It boosts my confidence when I get testimonials. It boosts my confidence when I see your comments. It boosts my confidence even the more in my ability that God has given me, because I know I see results in others. So what happens when you offer your value and what makes you valuable to the marketplace, and the marketplace is blessed because of your offer, then it only is going to offer you more boost to your confidence. Here's the result. Confidence grows as you recognize and contribute your distinct value to various aspects of your life. That just doesn't mean the marketplace. Also, what you have to offer to your home. In order to boost your confidence in your wife ability, your husband ability, you got to create the value. Next point, possessing the needed qualities. Action, continuously work on personal growth, learning, and acquiring essential qualities. I was just talking on the call, on my Mindset Mastery call. I was telling them, I said, listen, the reason why people are not confident that God will bring them their husband or confident that God will bring them their wife is because they don't possess the qualities. When you begin to possess the qualities, wife qualities, husband qualities, it boosts your confidence in the fact that God will bring your spouse. But we self-sabotage ourselves by not putting the work in, by saying, okay, I guess it's not meant for me, but you have no qualities. So if you want to boost your confidence in what you've been praying for, acquire the qualities. What is it that you want? Or what is it that your husband will want from you? What qualities would a man of God want from you? What qualities would a woman of God want from you? What qualities would people that you want to consult and coach and do business with, what do they want? On a sheet of paper, write down everything you want in life. And then ask that thing, that if you was it, what would you ask from you? And whatever you will ask from you, whatever qualities you don't have, develop them. That will boost your confidence in believing that what you've been praying for is for you, or believing that what is seemingly impossible is possible. Continuously work on personal growth. Grow yourself. Develop yourself. That will give you confidence. When you know for a fact you possess wife qualities and you got five rotation meals, and that you know how to build a home, and you know how to take care of of yourself and people, and you as a husband, you've worked on those income producing skills, and you know that you can provide, and you possess the qualities of faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, my friend, it boosts your confidence. Boosting kind of recognizing that qualities can be developed over time through learning and growth, foster a sense of capability and confidence in one's potential. You can go out there and learn anything. Boost your qualities, results, confidence. As you build confidence, flourishes as you build competence and believe in your ability to handle challenges. When you create the qualities like resiliency and patience and the fruit of the spirit, and when you create those qualities of kindness and peaceableness, whatever it is, and you begin to have those qualities, then you know for a fact, any day now my husband will come, any day now my wife will come, any day. That's why right now I'm focusing right now on cultivating the qualities of a millionaire. Because I know if I create the qualities of a millionaire and financial stewardship and sell and being able to sell things and offer a product that will transform the life of others, then millions will come. I'm not going to sit there and ask for millions to come if I don't have the qualities to draw the millions in. I'm going to cultivate the qualities, keep cultivating the qualities of a husband, of a father, to keep drawing my family close. Last but not least, for time, so I got to go in 5 minutes. Having the ability, action, invest in skill development, practice and adapt a growth mindset. You got to have the ability to boost confidence. Steph Curry knows that when he crosses everybody on that court, including Steph Curry, knows that he is a threat once he crosses half court. Why? Because he cultivated the ability. And he doesn't, he's not perfect from three, but he's so proficient from three that the moment he crosses half court, the defender is on him. The defender is chasing him because he's good at what he does. That's what boosts his confidence when you cultivate the abilities, when you practice, when you develop, when you grow. Boosting, cultivating skills through practice and learning, coupled with a positive mindset, instills a sense of competence and boosts confidence in one's ability. My friend, because I worked on my abilities of speaking, I can speak no matter what. There's been times people call me a principal or whatever. Hey, can you speak in chapel today? Boom. All I know is I'm confident in my abilities. All I need is an acronym. All I need is 3 points. All I need is a scripture. Just last Wednesday, I was told the night before, the evening before, or the day before, I'm sorry, that I had to go preach the next day. I said, man, I'm too tired to come up with a message tonight. I said, I didn't even know what they wanted me to talk about. The next day I came in there, you can listen on my podcast right now. I came in there with 20 minutes to prepare, boop to boop, whoop to whoop, put it together and put it back out because I worked on the ability. Javonna, this thing is fresh. This thing is fresh. But what I'll do is, man, I'll get you a worksheet. Let me see if I have a worksheet on boosting confidence. Or I can just give you an activity. But either way, you know what? I'll give you a worksheet. I do have one. Let me find it and come back tomorrow or come back sometime tonight, and I'll have that link in the comments section. Cultivating skills through practice and learning coupled with a positive mindset and still a sense of competence and boost confidence in one's abilities. Here's the result. Confidence strengthens as you gain proficiency. Proficiency means I've done this so many times. I worked on this so many times. I'm so proficient. I'm so efficient. I'm not a delinquent. I know how to do this. So boosting confidence is something that you have to put work into. You just can't lay in or lay on, I'm confident in Christ. That's true. But you got to have the abilities. You got to have the qualities. And you got to have the other thing that I had, what I have. You have to have the value, something valuable to offer. I promise you, my friend, if you increase your value from your worth in God, if you increase your value and you increase your abilities and you increase your qualities, my friend, you'll be able to stand anywhere confident. You'll be able to do everything efficiently with high proficiency, and nothing will be able to stop you. I promise you, my friend, if you do this, man, you'll have so much success in your life because confidence gets you through the door. And if you're not confident that you're a king's kid, if you're not confident that you made for such time as this, if you're not confident, rooted in your fearfully wonderfully made, and you're not willing to put the work in, then my friend, you will not be able to last in this world. Love you all. I got to go. I pray this was a blessing to you. If you need help in this or you need mentorship in any kind of way, check out my fulfillment coaching program for those individuals that want to fulfill at a higher level. If you want to work on your relationship with yourself, relationship with your significant other, I have two communities, thriving communities for you to invest in yourself now to begin to work on your singleness and work on your relationship so that you guys can become what you need to be and so that you as a single can become. Aren't you tired of being complacent and discontent in your marriage? Don't you, in your singleness, don't you want to get to a place where you're content with your singleness, maximize your singleness, making money in your singleness? Don't you want to get to that desirable place? My friend, I got stuff in there right now that will ensure that transformation happens also for the couples as well. So check out those communities on my website right now, mycoachjosh.com under the coaching tab. And books, card games, all that stuff on my website. Check it out. I got to go. 10 o'clock. I got to go. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Catch y'all next time. Peace.